In the last slide, we talked about how Linnaeus had developed a system that had seven levels of organization. So let's break down how these seven levels of organization work. The way that they work is if we start at the bottom of our hierarchy at the species level, so a species describes one particular specific type of organism. You can then take group together different species that have similar characteristics into a genus. So at the species level, you're describing one specific type of organism. At the genus level, you're talking about several different species that have similar characteristics. And the plural of genus is genera. So you can then take several genera that have similar characteristics and group them together into a family. You can then take several families that have similar characteristics and group those together into an order. And you keep carrying this on. So you then can take several orders that have the same characteristics and group them together into a class. You can take several classes with the same characteristics and group them together into a phylum. And you can finally take several phylums with the same characteristics and group them together into a kingdom. So let's use the example we have on this slide, which starts with at the if we start at the bottom, we're starting with a specific species known as a moss rose. Now it turns out that there are several different species of roses with similar characteristics. So we can group these together into a genus known as the Rosa genus, and our moss rose, which we started at the bottom, belongs to this genus. We can then group all we can group together numerous genera that have similar characteristics and group these together into the rose family. And if you'll notice under the level name on this slide, in the picture, you can see the species is the moss rose. So there's one species at that level. At the genus level, there's over 500 different species within the Rosa genus. And as you go up in the rose family, there's over 3,500 different species that belong to the rose family. As we go up to another level of organization, the order level is the roses and their allies level, and this includes over 18,000 different species. These orders can then be grouped together into the dicot class, which contains over 235,000 different species. And there's several classes that have the same characteristics, which can be grouped into the flowering plants phylum. And this phylum describes over 250,000 different species. And finally, going to the highest level of organization, the kingdom level, which is the most specific. So we'd say that all of the flowering plants can be grouped together into the plant kingdom. So I know this is a bit of a difficult concept to understand, and in later learning activities, we're going to explore it a bit further. But the main takeaway or main point of this slide is that these seven levels of organization go from the top, which is the kingdom level, which is the most general level and contains the highest number of species. So kingdom describes a very general type of organism, for example, a plant, an animal, or a bacteria. As you go down the levels of hierarchy, you become more and more specific with your description until you get to the bottom, which is the species level. And at the species level, this describes only a single type of organism, which is known as a species. And if you're having trouble with this concept, take a very good look at the diagram on this page to help you understand it further, and focus on the number of species you see at each level. You can look at the number, which is actually given, or just look at the image, which shows you that as you come down the levels, you're becoming more and more specific until you get to the bottom.